We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Good stuff with Greg McDermott. If you have not listened to Coach Mack, make sure you go podcast that. Also, Eric at Home was fantastic. Tomorrow, Kugler. We'll get our recruiting update with Munson. And we'll talk to Danny Woodhead. And here's the thing. I had somebody tweeted at both Danny and I over the weekend. Colson tweeted at us, said, hey, Nick Boss, since you have Danny Woodhead on weekly, the listeners would like NFL picks from Danny. Time to leverage knowledge to level the game with Vegas. Danny simply replied, we can probably make that happen. So maybe do we want to maybe tomorrow have like Danny give some like NFL picks?
Of course we do.
When we're not talking about coffee,
yeah,
and God knows
what.
Yeah,
if we can figure out a way to not talk about coffee, then yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, you know, I mean, you're talking about a guy that would know a thing or two about these teams, Danny Woodhead. So yeah, so tomorrow we'll...
Except for two of them. I can't imagine that he would have a lot of knowledge on the Patriots and the Chargers.
Patriots, Chargers, we won't even ask him because it's a waste of time. But we'll bring him on tomorrow and have some fun with him and have him give us some NFL picks. That should be a good time. 402-951-1620. Well, Corey, here's the thing. Better late than never. What we need to do right now is we got to take a sharp left turn and get to 3-0.
First down. You know what? I think because we're late and we got to get to a crossover, I think this might end up just being a one and out once again, because when I came across this list, I had to throw it at you. I had to.
This is on ESPN.
ESPN released, and this is written by Peter Keating. Never heard of him. But he made out the dominant 20. The 20 most dominant athletes of 2018. Here we go. Number 20 is Mike Trout. Okay. 19, James Harden. 18, Patrick Mahomes. So we've all gotten to, these are names that we know. Names
yep,
that we've heard.
Yep. Oh, God.
Alex Ovechkin.
There is a...
And then we get...
Table tennis player.
And then we get to number 16. And this is... I can't wait to hear your reaction to this. Justified is number 16. That's right, folks. A horse is one of the 20 most dominant athletes. A horse, of course.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
A horse.
Come
That's right.
On. It's a horse.
That's right. He's one spot below Drew Brees. A horse.
You know what I love is that at one point in a room, they were like, all right, so who, show of hands, Brees? Who chooses the horse? Like, come on.
I'm going to go with the animal.
You know, I got to imagine, you just flip-flopped. I mean, I got to think he let Justify be the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. The Saints probably are, you know, they're still a playoff team. Good God.
You know, I was talking to Justify the other day, and it's about this honor of being the 16th most dominant athlete. And he looked me square in the eye, and he said,
reminds me of the great quote from Justify. Back to you.
And then he pooped. He went on his way.
Good God.
Man of integrity, that Justified.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Continuing the list.
Nike horseshoes. Justified. Available at Foot Locker. Hey, yo, man, you got the new horseshoes? You got the new Justifies?
You know just how bad or confusing this list is going to end up being when at number 13
Brady
is LeBron James. No, Brady didn't even make the list.
What?
Braden, now granted, this is 2018, so I didn't get my panties in a wad about that. But LeBron James is at number 13.
There are 12 people more dominant than him.
All right, so now I'm going to scroll all the way to number 1 and work my way back up. And how I want to do this is tell me which of these athletes, if they walked into the studio right now, would you be able to recognize them and know their name and what sport they're dominant in? Simone Biles, number 1.
She's gymnast, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I think I could recognize her.
Yeah, I think I could too.
I think I could.
Because she trained in Iowa, so I mean it inundated with
I feel like,
Simone Biles
stuff. I feel like I could.
So I don't know if she's
oddly
the
enough,
most if she's the most dominant athlete in the world.
She's the most
she balances on a beam.
What I mean
is that dominant?
Well, I mean, dominant. It's like, what are we dominating the respective sport?
It's weird.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I know her.
Eliud Kipchoge.
Nope.
He's a marathon runner from Kenya. He's number 2.
You know. Okay.
Daniel Cormier.
Who's coming?
He's number 3.
I mean, I would recognize Daniel
Cormier.
You'd recognize
him.
Yeah.
What?
Arya from Game of Thrones.
Arya Stark?
Arya Jutangaran.
Nope.
She's a golfer from Thailand.
Nice.
She's number 4. In her 4th LPGA season, the 23-year-old, arguably the sport's greatest putter, is making history as she goes. She closed 2018 by dominating every available award.
Okay.
So there you go.
Shouts out to Arya.
She's doing some good things. Katie Ledecky at number 5.
How do I know that name? I do know that name.
She's a swimmer.
I know that name.
She's
a swimmer. The name rings an Antonio Bell.
I would not
Bell.
Recognize her face if she walked in. I can tell you that much.
It rings an Antonio Bell.
Chloe Kim at number 6.
Nope.
She's a snowboarder.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I'm not a big snow guy.
Breonna Stewart.
She a basketball player?
Yeah, she played at UConn. She's in the WNBA.
Okay, yeah.
I
don't think I could recognize her.
I wouldn't recognize her. I know the name. I wouldn't recognize her.
The name rings an Antonio Bell.
Luka Modric.
Luka Doncic?
No, not Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic!
I wish he was on this list. No, Luka Modric.
I mean, that sounds like a soccer player, maybe.
You're right!
How about that?
You must be up on your Croatian soccer, my friend.
You know.
Because he's the 8th most dominant athlete in the world.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
How about Simona Halep?
No.
You're not up on your rules.
Simona Halep is a... track and field.
Wrong. You're not up on your Romanian tennis players. Again, I've never heard of these people.
This someone just
Novak Djokovic. We all know who that is.
Yep.
I don't think I'd recognize him, but I know the name.
I'd recognize him. I think you'd recognize him. I bet you would.
I don't know.
I got faith in you.
I don't know.
I got George Michael in you.
Yashuru Hanyu.
I have no idea. I mean, I wouldn't even know.
He's a Japanese figure skater. All right. The risk of sounding, he's number 11 on this list. And that's where I'm going to stop. I'll stop at 12. My bad. Because I'll work my way up to LeBron James. Lewis Hamilton. He's an F1 racer in England. All right. Two things. And I'm sad that John Bishop isn't going to be in here for this.
I don't know any of these people.
You are not a dominant athlete if your sport is driving a car.
You're driving a vehicle.
You're not. You are not, ever.
I'm with you on that one, Doug.
Ever. If you're reliant on a car, you're not a dominant athlete. And you know what else? This might sound insensitive. I apologize to any figure skating fans out there. If you are a figure skater, you're also not a dominant athlete. Sorry.
I just don't know what.
Sorry.
I mean, are we talking about dominant?
I'm not going to play that game.
Dominated what they do?
Yeah,
because there's so many different ways to look at Dom. Like,
but
I can't
entertain that. I can't.
Well, I mean, I can't believe that I know 50% of the names on this list.
Not when part of your sport is like looking nice.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Triple axel though.
I can't do that. Sorry.
Justify.
The one figure skating fan in the audience. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Simple's Lost T-shirt says nobody can take the top off a defense like Justified. That's true.
That's true. That's very true.
You think Cam Newton is tough in a read option? Let Justify run the read option.
You ever see
Justify hits the corner?
You ever see Justified on pick and roll?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Oh, mama.
Yeah.
No, I will. Justified's the most ridiculous thing on the list, though.
That list is
an animal is not a dominant athlete. That's three and out.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, did you hear?
I didn't know half the people on that list.
Man, Justify just went off in that press conference today, didn't he?
Started back kicking. Good golly, Miss Molly. All right, let's go to break. We'll get our crossover game right next.